Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're in the field at Emory High School, and we're going to be talking to some junior class student council officers about the upcoming Emory High Promenade and Prom. Pleasure to have you all on. Thank you all for taking the time. We're going to start first with Bo Stilson. Bo, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So let's start off first. Prom is one of the biggest social gatherings in Emory County each year. So what theme are you guys going with this year?
This year we actually decided to go with Prom 2025. It's just sounded cool and we liked it, I guess.
And then you guys started promenade practice today. What's that been like for you?
Fun. I get to stand by all my friends and just joke around with them. And just fun.
That's the fun of high school, isn't it? Getting to stand there, joke around with your friends. Always a good time. Bo, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Nah, not really.
Well, Bo, thank you again for taking the time. We're going to move on to Mason Trout. Mason, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So let's start off first. Planning the prom, what's that been like so far this year? I mean, it starts early on the year, and now it's really starting to ratchet up. So what's the process been like?
You know, it's been very hectic this year as we've planned prom, but as we get down to the need and the thick of it, it's been very fun and difficult, you could say.
Let's talk about that difficulty for a second. I mean, you're looking at something where this is something that the junior class is going to enjoy. This is one of those cherished memories they'll have, as well as everyone who's attending that prom is going to look at the scenery, look at everything. What's been the most difficult part?
The most difficult part is, honestly, I'd like to say it's the centerpiece. And like when we try to go for that theme, Prom 2025, what really encompasses that, and what can we do to show that theme and, you know, make people have the best time they can.
Well, Mason, before we let you go, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just in high school, if you're in high school, make sure to do the best you can and be a part as much as you can.
Well, Mason, thank you so much for taking the time. We're going to move on to Molly Christiansen. Molly, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So we've talked to two boys now. From the girls' perspective, this typically more detail-oriented. What's the planning process been like from your perspective?
It's been really fun, kind of hard to get all the boys on the same page with everything, but it's been tons of fun to see their perspective and kind of see what the boys want out of prom, too.
So let's talk about that compromise for a second. You talked about trying to find that middle ground. What are some compromises you've had to make with the boys in the junior class to make this prom run?
Just deciding on kind of theme names and, like, what kind of decorations we want for the prom. We have had to shut down statue ideas and stuff. But other than that, it's been pretty fun.
Well, thank you, Molly, again for taking the time. We're going to move on to Rylan Neff. Rylan, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So we just talked with Molly about some of the decorations that are going into it. So what's the look you guys are going for with this year's rendition of prom?
We're going for like a green, foresty, lots of wisteria, lots of trees. Just kind of a nice foresty vibe is what we got going on.
And then kind of building off that, what led you to that decision to make it foresty green? Was there anything you were inspired by, or is it just seemed like a nice color?
Well, yeah, green is a nice color in the first place. And when we were trying to decide for a theme, we always had the idea for green in the first place. And so we just kind of built off that idea for green in general.
Now, Rylan, before we move on, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
High school is a massive, it's a pretty big thing to do. And so like, enjoy your time there. Do what you can. Make sure it's fun for you.
Well, Rylan, thank you again so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We're going to move on now to Logan Huntington. Logan, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So let's start off. Let's talk promenade now. We've talked a lot about the behind-the-scenes stuff, planning the prom, getting to now. We talked a little bit with Bo about promenade practice. From your perspective, what's promenade practice been like for you?
Tiring. Well, otherwise, it's been pretty fun. Nadine and Todd Hinkins are doing a really good job and taking their time to come help us make the dance. And it's been really fun. It's been helpful, and I hope it turns out well.
Now, still early in the practice process, is there anything that's been particularly challenging for the group as a whole or just for you individually?
Twirling, man. Oh, my gosh. I'm taking my date, and I don't know which directions to go, but we'll all figure it out in the end, I hope. And throwing. Oh, my gosh. I'm throwing my date up around, and I'm just getting so tired from it. But other than that, it's getting together really well, and I hope it turns out.
Well, it's good to know some things never change. Those throws and those spins always give people trouble. Logan, before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Please come watch if you can. It's going to be a great time.
All right. That was Logan Huntington. We're going to move on to Emma Grimm now. Emma, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time. So we have the boys' perspective again on the promenade dance. From the girls' perspective, what's the practice been like so far?
It's actually been really fun. I was kind of nervous about it, but I've been looking forward to this for a really long time, and I've had a lot of fun, and same, like, we kind of get to pick where we are by our friends and stuff, and it's just been a good experience.
So are you having the same difficulty with the spins and the jumps, or is it there a different set of struggles that come with being the female in this dance?
Not too bad. I feel like at least my partner is keeping pretty good track of everything. The left and the right, she says left and right a lot, and I can't figure that out. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, those directions can be hard sometimes, can't they? Now, what are you most looking forward to just with the whole prom experience coming up?
Definitely all of it. I've loved planning it, and I'm actually really excited to dress up and to, I guess, perform in front of maybe not the performing part, but I guess all of it, getting to have this opportunity with my class, because we don't get a lot of big things all together, but I'm super excited. I'm super excited for everything.
Now, this is one of those last times in high school where you're going to be able to get together with the entire junior class and really have a nice celebration together, because you're going to have people graduating early, people leaving to go work. So this is one of those chances to celebrate with the entirety of the class. Well, Emma, before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I don't think so.
Well, Emma, thank you again so much for taking the time. We're going to move on now to Lacey Wind to round us out. Lacey, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. So let's start out, you know, rapid closing thoughts. As it's approaching, what's running through your head and what's running through the council as a whole?
I feel like one thing that is running through our heads is making sure that we have all of the decorations that we need to make sure that, like, the Spartan Center is to where we need it to be. And I feel like one thing that is definitely a struggle is making sure that everything is perfect, and to make sure that, especially like with promenade, that the dance is perfect, everything's going where it needs to be and on schedule.
Now, Lacey, let's close this out on a strong note. If you could say anything to encourage people in the community and beyond to come out and watch the promenade, what would you say to encourage them to get out?
I would say this is one of our last and final things, like what Emma said, as a whole class. And so to have other people come and see our memories that we are making as a class, it's an amazing thing to come watch.
Yeah, it's always fun seeing what you guys cook up for prom. It's always so interesting to see what the different classes, how they adapt to the different challenges that prom presents. So thank you all again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Bo Stilson, Mason Trout, Molly Christiansen, Rylan Neff, Logan Huntington, Emma Grimm, and Lacey Wynn. And we were talking about Emory High's upcoming promenade. That's going to be coming up on Friday, February 28th. A perfect way to end your month right here at Emory High School. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.